Mary Temple Bar is in. It's Monday, yeah. 5:15. Hiya, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
How's it going, guys?
How are you, you big bundle of energy?
Straight in from the airport, lads.
Where were you?
Was at the Oscars.
Shut up.
Of course, was at the Oscars.
Mary, every single time you come in here with a story of you being somewhere. Now, I watched the red carpet. I watched it religiously last night. In fact, Dermot was giving me a lot of abuse, weren't you, Dermot? About like looking at all the frocks and all last night.
Yeah, I heard you found your feminine side.
I did.
And you took a chopping for Uggs.
And proudly so.
But
come here, I didn't see you on Ryan Seacrest. I didn't see him talking to you. I didn't see you being interviewed by Kelly Osbourne or anybody.
I don't do that, Dave.
Oh, really?
I don't do the whole thing. Well, problem was, I was late.
All right.
I was flying into LAX. And
yes, you were.
I was flying into LAX and just got held up, you know.
This happens, yeah.
Yeah, got caught in Helsinki, coming through customs.
Right.
Found something in my bag.
What did they find?
300 pairs of jocks from Guyanese.
Right.
That I was trying to bring in.
You sell them to the Lapland reindeer farmers?
In Iceland?
No, in Finland. That's where Helsinki is.
Well,
you thought Helsinki was the capital of Iceland.
I got held up in LAX.
Okay, all right. Did you go through one of those body scanners? They see you in the nip.
Yeah, I came through LAX.
Right.
So anyway, I got there later on anyway. And what I want to say is, don't believe the hype.
Right.
Don't believe the truth. What they say is the truth. What the man is trying to sell you on the street.
What's he trying to sell
us? The supposed television networks. It's not true.
Are you Jim Carr?
They cut me out. I am winning. I had a meet with Charlie Sheen before I came on.
Sounds like it.
But what the networks wanted to see is one thing. What actually happened in the night is the other. I won.
What did you win?
I won the Oscar.
For what exactly?
The big Oscar, best actor ever. Hit it.
You won best actor ever.
I won it. This is what actually happened. What they didn't want you to see or hear. Cut out of it, the broadcast.
Mary Temple Bar in The Widow's Nephew.
Jeffrey, if you get off that horse and carriage, your legs will break. And so will my heart. Jeffrey! Jeffrey.
Amazing.
Mary Temple Bar in Michael's Arm.
I ain't getting off this damn darn porch. And I ain't getting on no dang horse neither.
Racist.
So, forget it. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for Michael's Arm.
And Mary Temple Bar in One Hell of a Summer.
So it looks like we're going on a road trip, huh? Well, you better pack your bags, because we're going to go to Cincinnati via Kansas. Woohoo! Summer of genius.
And the winner is Mary Temple Bar, Michael Arm.
No, Mary, can I just
so
stop
amazing.
You? No, I'll stop you there, because that sounds exactly like what happened when you went to the BAFTAs.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
Which was only a few weeks ago.
I couldn't believe it, Dave. There was the night was, you know the way, like, obviously, King's Speech, clear, you know, pretty much the same thing
Mary,
happened
did
there.
You just not do any work this week? Did you just play the same
Look,
clip from
I did it the
3 weeks ago?
The things are so similar, and I won it anyway, and I was stripped of my award.
And then it went.
They took my statuette away.
And who did they give it to?
Natalie Portman for Black Swan.
Right. And why did they
just
strip it from
PC.
You?
Was White Swan, I wouldn't have won.
Why did they strip it from you and give it to her?
Because I got some things wrong on the night.
Like what?
I punched Ryan Seacrest.
Did you?
I did. I spilled blue wicked all over the red carpet.
Good girl.
They had to change it. Des Kelly was called out on an emergency call.
Des Kelly flew into LAX as well.
Everyone was stuck in LAX. I lost two statuettes that I was meant to present.
Oh my
for
god.
For best screenplay in a Kurdish short film.
Right.
And best science fiction noise. in a child TV show.
Right, and you
I lost them in the jacks. And the worst thing was, I said I was Mel Gibson's friend. Everybody hated me for that. And the what's the problem is, he's sound. Anyway, they said the tux that were taking it away from you. I don't care about Michael's Arm.
Right.
You've lost. Natalie's getting it. You're Mary, you're nasty, you're drunk, you're rude, you're obnoxious, and you're cheap. And you'll never be at the Oscars again.
Oh no.
On the upside, the IFTAs want me to host.